Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing world. And, you know, today we're going to talk about identity shift. I almost said identity shit. It's pretty funny. And it's what identity shift is. It's not becoming someone new, but remembering who you've always been. I'm going to let that land for you. It's because sovereign self-mastery isn't about fixing yourself. It's about allowing everything that isn't authentically you to gently fall away. So if you've been feeling different, or maybe your old life no longer fits, or maybe even your relationships are changing, maybe your career has lost that oomph, and you feel like your career feels like it's evolving, like you're changing into something else or moving in a different direction. Or maybe you've been asking yourself, who am I becoming? Then today's episode is exactly for you. So I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, energy whisperer, and welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show. I've spent the last 45 years helping people to heal in ways they never thought possible by bridging medicine, intuition, energy, and consciousness. And today we're going to just dive into, just about stepping into who you are and remembering who you are and not changing yourself. I think we have a tendency to believe we need to morph into something that we're not. How many of us are chameleons and we're always changing our colors to fit into society? So I just invite you to simply notice this. Have you ever felt like you've outgrown the version of yourself everyone else still expects you to be? Or are you grieving a life that no longer feels aligned to who you are? Have you noticed yourself saying yes to things that no longer feel true? And what identities have you carried simply because someone once told you that was who you were? And who are you without your titles, without your accomplishments, and even without your woundings? And who are you without needing anyone else's permission? So just take a breath and just allow those questions to settle into your heart. So let's talk about remembering that identity shift isn't losing yourself. You were never lost. You've always been there. It's returning to yourself. So one of the greatest misconceptions is believing we're becoming someone different. And I don't believe that. I believe we're remembering who we truly are. And, you know, most of us have been conditioned very early on in our lives. You know, we learned who we should be, the good daughter, good son, good employee, good spouse, the caretaker, the people pleaser, the perfectionist, the rescuer, the achiever. And, you know, these identities were important at the time because they helped us survive. But eventually, survival identities become limitations. And then sovereignty asks a different question. Who am I underneath all of that? It's almost like, you know, the Charles Schwartz Peanuts cartoon, Pigpen. He walks around with this cloud around him. And it's like we have this cloud around us that's everybody else's things and all the things we had to do in order to survive. And then we have the true essence of who we are beneath that. So remember, who am I underneath all of that dark cloud of all those expectations and performance things that we've had to do in order to survive? Identity shift isn't destruction. It's actually a revolution. It's the peeling away of everything that isn't authentically yours. So let's just have a little experience here. And we're just going to have the identity inventory. So just close your eyes and just ask yourself, what identities am I carrying? And just make note of that mentally. And then ask yourself, did I consciously choose this? Or did someone hand it to me? And just now notice which identities create expansion and which ones create contraction. And with those contracted identities, actually, they're inviting your attention. Not because they're wrong, it's because you've outgrown them. So, what have you found out about yourself? The constriction and the expansion. Remember, everything is energy, and that's what's happening. It's like if something is energetically aligned or something we're aligned with, it's going to expand. When it's going to constrict, it's going to get smaller, and it means that energy is no longer, the energy isn't there. So it's those are the things we've outgrown. So, why is it our identity shift feels so uncomfortable? Well, a couple of thoughts to consider here is that our nervous system loves familiarity, certainty. Even when familiar isn't healthy, the unknown often feels unsafe. It brings up a lot of fear, brings up a lot of angst and anxiety. So when your identity begins changing, your ego now asks, who the hell am I now? Your nervous system says, I don't recognize this. Unfamiliar, unfamiliar, I don't feel safe. Yet your soul quietly whispers, keep going. This is why awakening sometimes feels lonely. It's because you are no longer the person you were, yet you haven't fully come into where you're becoming. It's like that in-between space. You're living between two worlds. I call this the sacred in-between. Nothing has gone wrong. You're just simply integrating, just like a computer taking in a new program. A lot of times when we get upgraded programs in our computer, the computer needs to shut down to reboot itself, to integrate. We're actually doing the same thing. We're in that in-between spot. Nothing has gone wrong, and we're simply integrating. So, have you been trying to rush clarity? And maybe have you been demanding certainty before allowing transformation? And what if uncertainty is actually sacred? So I just invite you now, just place one hand on your heart and the other on your abdomen and just breathe slowly and just feel your breath coming in and releasing. And instead of asking, what do I need to do? I invite you to ask, what wants to emerge? And just notice the difference. What have you found out about yourself so far? And if today's conversation is resonating with you, just be sure to subscribe, follow, and share the Dr. Dolores Show with someone who may be navigating their own awakening, because every conversation we have together creates ripples of healing far beyond what we can physically see. We affect everybody else by who we are, how we do things, and how you show up in the world. So just remember that. So I think what happens for a lot of people is that they want to bring every part of themselves into where they're going next. And I think what we need to remember is that when we created our life, our present life, we were in a different vibratory and frequency state. And yes, like attracts like. So at some point in time, we were a different version of who we currently are now, and that attracted, you know, a different opportunity, a different experience. And a lot of times we want to keep carrying the stuff that is no longer aligned with who we are with us as we go further. And that's really like carrying old baggage. And, you know, you could get the visual of this. You have this knapsack and of things that you just have collected over your lifetime. And it's old memories, old thoughts, old beliefs, old frequencies, old, you know, whatever you want to name it. And it's busting at the seams. But yet we still want to carry that, all that stuff with us into the future. This is about unpacking that backpack and allowing things to, be allowing things to fall away with ease and grace versus trying to keep it all together and controlling it. It's almost like we have our own version of hoarding. You know, we see people who have problems, you know, and it is a problem. People can't let go of things, but also there's the underlying fact that there's a lot of trauma involved with that, and that's thing about being safe, feeling safe and in control. This is really no different. The only thing is it's energetic and it's in a backpack. So it's like when we don't allow those old frequencies and energies to come to neutrality, meaning that they come to ground zero and they no longer have an effect on you or no longer are controlling your life, it could be a real daunting, scary place to be, because you feel like you're actually in that in-between zone where things seem like they're falling apart, but really what's happening is they're falling into place for you. So I'm just going to let you ponder on that thought as we go off to our first break of our episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll take some more deep dives into, you know, just how we could step into our sovereignty more easier. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about really stepping into your self-mastery. It's really about becoming the sovereign version of you. And it's not about changing you, it's remembering who you are. And, you know, before break, we were talking about that space between when things start happening where the old is no longer aligned with who you are and you're stepping into something new, that space of uncertainty, now what do I do? It's just like, what's happening? And it's like, sometimes you feel like you're lost. But what I want to share with you, there's more happening behind the scenes that you aren't able to see. And it's how things are starting to line up for you. You have done the work, you are vibrating at a different frequency and essence, and yet the old stuff that you had been involved in is a different vibratory quality. So it's no longer a match. So by a natural tendency, it's just going to fall away. However, we as human beings want to hang on to that stuff, even though it's not probably for the best. And, you know, when we go down the rabbit hole of fear, we cling to things because of that uncertainty. So it's really about moving into the comfort zone of being in uncertainty. So right before break, we were talking about, you know, that knapsack with all the old version of who you are in that knapsack, and you're stepping into a new life. So I think it's important to remember that where we're going, frequency and energy wise, it's lighter. It's not as dense. So if we have a lot of denseness that we've been carrying around in our backpacks, you know, a lot of what we've experienced is lower dense energy that's lower, has a lower density. So it's very heavy. It's very probably constrictive, but yet we cling to that because we feel that's our anchor. And it's okay to cut the anchor and move on to something new where you're going lighter. So I also think that this is probably one of the hardest lessons for many people, including myself, which I've experienced. We often want our new life while keeping our old identity, and that really doesn't work. Remember, your future isn't asking you to become more. It's asking you to become more authentic. And authenticity requires release, releasing those old beliefs, those old fears, those old stories that we've been telling ourselves for God knows how long, or old stories that have been projected onto us from family, you know, generational stuff, old relationships, old expectations, even sometimes old dreams. Everything has served you, and everything deserves gratitude, but not everything deserves permanence. Okay. So what are you afraid to let go of? And who would you be if you trusted yourself completely? And what is your life trying to make room for? Just remember the visual of that backpack that is loaded to the gills and busting at the seams. There's no room for anything else in there. So we sometimes need to energetically, you know, start unpacking that backpack so there's room for things that are more aligned with where you're going on your journey. Maybe it's even time to get a new backpack and start fresh with where collecting the things that you want to bring with you that are aligned with you as you move forward. So just imagine you're carrying a heavy backpack and it's loaded with stones, and each stone represents an identity. So one by one, place each stone onto the earth. And notice how much lighter you become. You don't lose yourself. You uncover yourself. And, you know, if you're moving through this right now, one of the beautiful ways I support people through energetic transitions is with Bengston energy healing sessions and charged cotton. It helps your body to be supported with the natural healing processes while creating greater energetic coherence. And sometimes the body simply needs to have support to integrate what the soul already knows. So just find out more about this if you go to my website, drdoloresfizzino.com. So let's talk about becoming your own authority. When we become sovereign, we step into our own authority. Our identity shift just naturally leads us there. No longer asking, what should I do? Instead, asking, what feels true? This isn't about being arrogant. It's not arrogance at all. It's really alignment. You stop outsourcing your knowing. You stop looking for permission. You stop waiting for everyone else to understand. And that's because your life belongs to you and nobody else. Not to other people's expectations, not to other people's beliefs or authority. This is about you stepping into your power. So, just some housekeeping questions here. Who has been holding authority over your life? Maybe it's a parent, a relationship, or society, or a cultural thing. And what would change if you trusted yourself today? So just imagine meeting your future sovereign self. And notice how they stand, how they breathe, how they speak. And just ask, what do I need to know today? And just simply listen. Because your body already recognizes the answer. It's very telling because how often we are in our bodies and we pop out of our bodies and go to our head. Being fully present in your body is allowing us to have a relationship with ourselves. Your body knows before your mind can comprehend. So just remember that. Always check in with your body and just ask, what do I need to know today? And just simply allow yourself to listen and hear what it has to share with you. So just remember, becoming is not a destination. It's actually a process. And so many people, you know, they think that it's a one and done. You know what I'm saying? You do it once and it's done and it's complete. It's actually a process. You as a human being are constantly in evolution and changing, and that's all part of being human and being here on Earth having an experience. There is no final version of you. Evolution continues. Expansion continues, healing continues, and your identity continues to unfold. You know, the goal isn't perfection. The goal is presence. And every version of you has served a purpose. Honor that version. Love that version. And thank that version. And just allow that version to rest. Because the version of you emerging now requires more trust, more than certainty. That is sovereign self-mastery. So I just invite you to take a slow breath and just complete these sentences. I no longer need to be. I choose now to become. My soul is inviting me to. And I trust. Just notice what arises without judging it or criticizing it. Simply receive it. Your next chapter has already begun. So we're heading off to our next break on our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we've been talking about identity shift, becoming the sovereign version of you in our Sovereign Self-Mastery series. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to lead you through a nice guided meditation to put it all together. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about identity shift. It's about us stepping into the sovereign version of ourselves that always has been there. It's just we are remembering what that is all about. And before break, we talked a bit about, when you become sovereign, we step into our own authority and, we no longer carry those old, stones that represent things of our past in our backpack that has been expanded by and, stressed by the seams, and it's starting to come undone. It's time to unload those rocks one by one so that we could remember who we truly are. So we're going to hop into a guided meditation, because I always like doing these on my show. And the reason being is that we talk a lot about theory and, ideas and stuff like that. And having an experiential process is, I find, very important, because it allows you to have an experience, experiential. And when people have an experience, they get a taste of what it's like to be that. And so sometimes having that demonstration gives you an integration and an activation to start moving forward in your own life. So just remember these things before we go into this. Your identity is not fixed. It is living. It is breathing. And it's expanding. You were never meant to remain the same person forever. Growth asks us to release. Love asks us to trust. And your soul asks only one thing: be willing, not perfect, not certain, just willing. And just remember this, every identity you've worn has brought you here. Now, just allow your truth to become your greatest identity. So just sit with that for a moment, because I don't know if you've ever noticed this. You look at pictures of yourself over the years, and you could feel the energy of what was going on at that time in that picture. Me being in business, I always like to change my headshots out every couple of years, because energetically, I'm a different person now than what I was the last time I got my headshots, and you could tell by that. And it's interesting to watch the transition of that over time, because energetically, you were a different person, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, or even last week, for instance. And you could tell in pictures how you become. Maybe you become more radiant and younger looking than what you were the last time and even the time before. So that's something to, you know, do a little experiment. Just take different pictures at different times and see the difference in the pictures. So let's hop into a guided meditation and activation, and it's called Identity Shift, Becoming the Sovereign Version of You. So I just invite you to find a spot where you're not going to be disturbed for the next 6 minutes or so. And, you know, sit, lie down, whatever's comfortable for you, and just allow your hands to gently rest wherever they naturally fall. And if it feels safe, softly close your eyes. And take a long, slow breath in through your nose and gently exhale through your mouth. Again, breathing in peace and breathing out anything you no longer need to carry. One more deep breath. And as you exhale, simply allow yourself to arrive in this moment. There is nowhere else you need to be. Nothing you need to figure out. Nothing you need to become. Only this sacred moment. And now bring your awareness to your heart. Imagine a beautiful golden light beginning to glow from within your heart center. Not outside of you, within you. This light has always been there. It is the essence of your soul. It's the truth of who you have always been. And with every breath, allow that golden light to expand, filling your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your abdomen, your hips, your legs, and your feet. Until your entire body is illuminated from within. And now imagine standing in front of a beautiful doorway. This doorway represents the next chapter of your life. On the other side is the sovereign version of you. Not someone different, not someone better, simply the fullest expression of who you truly are. And before walking through the doorway, notice that you're carrying a backpack. Inside are identities you've collected throughout your life and possibly throughout time. Perhaps you see labels such as people pleaser, caretaker, perfectionist, fearful, not enough, responsible for everyone, invisible, overachiever, protector. And just take a moment to notice whatever identities arise for you, without judgment, without shame, simply witness them. For these identities served you. They protected you. They brought you safely to this moment. Now, gently remove the backpack and place it upon the earth. And just observe the earth lovingly receiving every identity with gratitude. Nothing is rejected. Nothing is wasted. Everything is honored. And as the backpack dissolves into light, notice how much lighter you feel. And take another deep breath. Now, step through the doorway. On the other side, you meet yourself, the sovereign you. And just notice how this version of you stands, how they breathe, how they smile, and just notice the calm confidence, the grounded presence, the deep inner peace. There is no striving here, no proving, no performing, only authenticity. So now walk towards this version of yourself. And as you embrace, your bodies become one. And just feel this integration happening naturally, effortlessly. And notice the qualities becoming activated within you. Self-trust, clarity, peace, courage, compassion, joy, freedom, inner authority. And feel these frequencies anchoring into every cell of your body, into your nervous system, into your heart, into your mind, into your energetic field. And silently Repeat after me. I release every identity that no longer reflects my truth. I honor every version of myself that brought me here. I trust the unfolding of my soul's evolution. I no longer seek permission to become who I already am. I embody my sovereign self with grace, love, and authenticity. And take another beautiful breath. And now imagine roots extending from your soles of your feet deep into the heart of the earth. You are grounded, present, supported. And at the same time, imagine a brilliant stream of crystalline light flowing from the infinite creator through the top of your head. Heaven above and earth below. Your heart becoming the bridge between both worlds. And just feel yourself completely aligned, completely whole, completely enough. And take one final deep breath. Know that this sovereign version of you isn't waiting somewhere in the future. It is already here. You have just simply remembered who you are. And when you're ready, begin bringing your awareness back into your body. Welcome home. And we're going off to our last break of our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up for our episode. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on an Inspired Choices Network. And we've been listening and talking about today, identity shift, becoming the sovereign version of you. And if today's episode has spoke to your heart, I invite you to continue this journey with me. And there are many ways we can talk and walk this path together, whether you're seeking deeper healing through one-on-one medical intuitive sessions or experiencing Bengston energy healing or exploring a bridge session with me to gain clarity during maybe the life transitions that you are experiencing. And, you know, I'm just here to help you reconnect with the wisdom and healing that already exists within you. So be sure to visit my website to learn more about my services. Subscribe to my newsletter for ongoing inspiration and practical guidance. And remember to download your complimentary guided meditation, Being in the Present Moment, to help you cultivate greater peace and presence each and every day. So let's talk about some takeaways from today's show. Just remember, identity shift is remembrance, not reinvention. You are not becoming someone else. You are releasing everything that has kept you from fully expressing who you've already, you know, who you've always been. Discomfort is often the doorway to expansion. Feeling uncertain doesn't mean you're lost. It often means your soul is creating space for something more aligned to emerge. I call it, you're being upgraded. Every version of you deserves gratitude. Rather than judging your past, honor it. Give it the reverence that it needs, because every experience, identity, and season has prepared you for where you are now. And just remember, sovereignty begins with self-trust. Your greatest guidance doesn't come from outside of you. It comes from learning to trust your own inner wisdom, intuition, and knowing. Your evolution is your greatest gift. When you courageously become your authentic self, you give others permission to do the same. You lead by example. Your transformation creates a ripple of healing throughout our world, and we need that more so than ever. So remember this, identity shift can feel unfamiliar because you're stepping beyond the comfort of who you've been into the truth of who you're becoming. And remember, your soul has never been confused about your path, even when your mind has been. So trust the quiet unfolding. Trust the seasons of becoming. And trust everything and every experience that has been preparing you to embody the more authentic version of you. Sovereignty isn't a destination you arrive at someday. It's a choice you make each day to honor your truth, trust your inner guidance, and live from the deepest knowing of your heart. You don't need to have every answer before taking your next step. You need simply the willingness to trust yourself enough to take it. And as you continue this beautiful journey, may you give yourself permission to evolve without apology, love yourself without condition, and remember that everything you've been seeking has already lived within you. So let me leave you with this quote. The most profound identity shift isn't becoming someone new. It's having the courage to let go of who you were never meant to remain, so your authentic self can finally shine. So let's share some thoughts from my highest galactic self. Beloved one, you have never been lost. You have simply been remembering. The identities that once protected you have completed their sacred purpose. Bless them with gratitude, then release them with love. Do not fear the space that follows, for it is within that spaciousness that your true essence is revealed. You are not becoming worthy because you've always been worthy. You are not becoming powerful. You are remembering the power that has always lived within you. Trust the unfolding, even when your human mind cannot yet see the destination. Walk gently, walk courageously, and walk as the sovereign being you came here to embody. We walk beside you always, and so it is. So thanks for listening, and stay tuned next week when we share more about self-mastery. And just remember, you are worth it. Bye now. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.